Now, this section is titled The Purpose of the COVID-19 Conspiracy. I mean, the purpose. Many people ask when they're going and looking at this conspiracy and they know that this is really bad and that they're being lied to and all that, they go, but I don't know why. I don't know the reason. All I know is that we're being lied to and this is a conspiracy, but I don't know the ultimate purpose. So this section, I'm going to tell you what the ultimate purpose is and other purposes of the COVID-19 conspiracy. First, we'll go to a few clips. We're going to see people understanding that there is a conspiracy, but they don't really know what the reason behind it is. This is from Plandemic 2.
You were quoted as saying it was a meticulous job done professionally.
It could be done by somebody very expert in molecular biology, I think.
Mais c'est pas naturel, c'est ce que vous voulez dire?
Non, ce n'est pas naturel, c'était un travail de professionnel, un travail de biologiste moléculaire. C'est un travail très minutieux, on peut dire d'horloger, on peut dire au niveau des séquences.
Mais dans quel
Alors,
but?
Dans quel but, ça, ce n'est pas clair. Moi, j'expose, si vous voulez, mon travail, c'est d'exposer les faits, c'est tout.
And they're going to show some other clips on people asking, what are the reasons for it? I'm going to give you the four reasons for the COVID-19 conspiracy. One, to prepare people and the world for the mark and the reign of the Antichrist. That's the most important. To get people who know that the vaccines use aborted infants to commit mortal sin. To reduce the world population and eventually kill a lot of people with a future pandemic. And to make a lot of money on hospitalizations, vaccines, and treatments. But the first one's the most important, to prepare the people in the world for the mark and the reign of the Antichrist. To understand this, you have to know about, you have to believe in the Bible. Our Catholic, really the only true Bible is the Catholic Bible, but even the other Bibles have this in here about the Antichrist. And everyone knows that when you read your Bible, that the ultimate Antichrist at the end of the world, he controls almost the whole entire world, which means all the governments, the nations, and the businesses. And we're going to read about that in Apocalypse 16, 13 to 14, where it says, "And I saw from the mouth of the dragon, Satan, and from the mouth of the beast, Antichrist, and from the mouth of the false prophet who defends the Antichrist, three unclean spirits like unto the frogs. And these are the spirits of devils working signs, going forth to the kings of the whole earth to gather them together to battle against the great day of Almighty God." And we read in Apocalypse 17, 12 to 13, and these have one design, one mind, one ruler, the Antichrist. And he controls all these people. So therefore, the Antichrist controls all the governments, almost all the governments and businesses of the world. All right, this is part of his globalist enterprise, where he wants to unite all the governments and all the businesses into one entity, so when he comes to power, he's the one ruling them all. That's why he supports globalization, because he wants to rule the whole world. Now, we're going to go to a clip from a good movie, a network, that teaches you about how businesses do have no allegiance to nations, even. The big businesses are an entity to themselves, and they're global. They have no allegiance to one nation. They're an entity and a government within itself, all the big businesses. And we're going to go to a clip from the network to show you how important these big businesses are. And all these big businesses are the ones that are approved of and are already under the Antichrist. They're controlled by either apostate Jews or Freemasons. And we're going to go to the clip right now.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back! It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity, it is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
And of course, all money is, all your major money is made by your big businesses. It's a global bank, global businesses. That's why you have your global, anybody who doesn't want to get into the monetary system, the global monetary system is ostracized, or they attack them like some of these Arab nations. They try to put them under the one banking system, which is controlled by the apostate Jews, and all the big businesses, which is controlled by the apostate Jews, either directly or indirectly through Freemasons. Now, we notice, too, especially in the days we're living, you've never seen the big businesses more active in boycotting things that are against their leftist liberal agenda. And they all unite together, and they boycott people, they ban things. So your big businesses are all speaking with the same mind, with the mind of the Antichrist, with the same plan, and they're boycotting people. You can see this all around you today. So what does that mean? You got to get, the Antichrist got to get rid of small businesses, mid-range businesses, small and mid-range farms and ranches. He doesn't want them to exist anymore. He wants to control all the food and all the products through a few big businesses. That's what's going on here. So how does COVID-19 conspiracy play into that? I think everybody already knows from what's been going on. They've shut down all your businesses, mostly your small and mid-range businesses, and all the big businesses that had to shut down, they're being compensated in the back room through the government and Congress. They're giving them bailout money, and they're saying, be patient. We're going to give you bailout money to the big businesses, and when this is all over and we weaken or destroy all the small and mid-range businesses, you're only the one left standing. And so you're going to get all the business. You're going to get even more business if you just weather this storm, which we're going to bail you out from anyway. But in the meantime, the whole purpose is to weaken and eventually destroy small and mid-range businesses, farms, and ranches. You see this happening right now. So all the powers is with these big businesses that are approved of by the Antichrist. And if there is any big business, and I don't think there is anymore, that isn't approved under the Antichrist, they're going to get rid of them too. They're going to be ousted out. So that's one of the big reasons of this, when you see these shutdowns of these businesses. I don't know how they're even surviving now. A lot of these businesses already have gone under, and you don't hear about it, you know. And even landlords are losing business if they're renting out to people who can't pay their rent. They want to control all the land too, and all the property. And so, what happens when you're putting the people out of business, right? What do you got left? You got your governments, and you got your big businesses. That's all that's left. So when people want to get a job, they're going to have to either work for a big business or the government. And if they can't work for big businesses or the government, they're going to stay home and collect a check. And so the government's going to send them a monthly check to keep them physically alive. And so now they're totally dependent on two things, the governments and big businesses. That's it. Totally, that's the ultimate goal. And once they're totally dependent upon those two things, when Antichrist comes to power, because he's already ruling them in the background, he has total control over them. You see this too, what the government's doing with a lot of people and encouraging not to want to go back to work even. He's giving them unemployment checks that are, they're making more on unemployment than they were in their businesses, and they're getting stimulus checks. Now, what does that do? The people are sitting back and staying home and saying, hey, why should I go to work? I'm getting unemployment checks. I'm not even going to go back to work. So he's spoiling them. He's getting them used to taking the government money to be dependent on the government. And then when the time comes, when they really get rid of all these mid and small range businesses and Antichrist comes to power, he's going to cut that money back really low, and you're going to be living on like bread, and you're going to have to wait in food lines. Unless you take the mark of the beast, and maybe then you probably will be eating pretty good. We're going to get into that later on, because the other script, obviously, because the Antichrist controls the whole world, we have other scriptures we're going to get into later on that shows you that no one buys or sells unless they have the mark of the beast. Give their allegiance to the Antichrist. So by these people getting used to getting money from the government, they're going to be totally dependent upon governments and big businesses, which in turn are controlled by the Antichrist. Now, this COVID-19 conspiracy has not completely fulfilled all its objectives yet, but it is weakening and destroying small businesses. It's destroyed quite a few of them. You don't hear about it. A lot of people are out of business, period, and they're never coming back again. They even had the Antifa people going there and attacking certain businesses, but that's small compared to this. This is really taking down businesses, small and mid-range businesses throughout the whole world. And he's unifying them under big businesses. They also talk about, and you're going to hear this, that there's going to be another, they're prophesizing, they're predicting that there's going to be another pandemic worse than this one, and that's going to really be bad. And that's probably going to be the one that's going to put the final crush on any small or mid-range businesses, farms, or ranches that are still in existence. Then they're going to be all gone, wiped up. Then all you're going to have is all these big businesses left, giving you all the things you need for your physical survival. One example of this, for instance, is Bill Gates. They say he's right now he's the biggest owner of farmland in the United States or in the world. United States, America. In America, yeah. Biggest. He's buying up all the farmland. Bill Gates. He's not a farmer. He's a nerd. All right. He's really a nothing. But he's serving the Antichrist, so he's got the power from the devil to unite these forces, and he's got the moolah, the cashola. And this guy's a Freemason from day one. Okay, so why is he buying up all the farms? Mm-hmm. Because the Antichrist wants to control all the food and put out all the people that are mid-range and small-range out of business. I was just reading in one of our magazines here. It's called The Stockman. It's New Mexico Ranchers and Farmers. And one guy says, hey, Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. What's that all about? Now it's interesting, too, because I was at Walmart, too, and two people were behind me, and we had to wait in line. They only let a few people in. And one guy says, what's going on with this COVID-19? And one guy goes, yeah, it's Bill Gates is the one who did it. And they go, I thought he was a nice guy. And he goes, no, he's not a nice guy. You got to look at the evidence. But anyway, why is he buying up all the farmland? What's that all about? He's not a farmer. You know, right here, an example for us even. Brother Ryan has his own, farm down in close to us. And I thought, you know, you wouldn't need these big businesses. You would have more food. I used to always wonder when you're reading the Old Testament, and when they had their festivals, they would have like 400,000 gallons of wine. They'd have 10,000 calves, cows, beef. They would have sheep, and they'd have goats. So I said, where are you getting all these things? I can see now. I can see how quick we multiply naturally animals. So most people were made to live on the farms and ranches and produce their own food and then give a tithe to the government. So you would give 10% of whatever you produce to the government and the church, you would give, and then you would keep the rest, and that's how people lived. It was a wholesome, on the natural plane, it was a wholesome, good life that God ordains for most people. And families would be able to stay together, work together, live together. It's a wonderful lifestyle, but that's been gone long now. You got a few people that are ranchers and farmers now, man, they're having a hard time. And they'll tell you, they're the first ones to tell you, they're trying to put us out of business. And plus, once these ranchers and farmers send their kids to college and schools, it's all over. Because they're brainwashing your kids. They're not going to want to work on a farm or the ranch anymore. It's your own fault for sending these kids to the schools. You should have never sent them to these schools that are trying to turn them into, put them behind a desk, a white-collar job where they're not really producing anything, like on Wall Street and New York, insurance companies. What do they really produce? You can't eat the paper that they make. You can't eat their dollars. And all people want to get these kinds of jobs now. So anyway, for the food to be controlled, the Antichrist has to have all the big companies owning the ranches and the farms. Now, another part of preparing the world for the mark and the reign of the Antichrist is what they got now going on here with contact tracing. So anyone who gets the COVID-19 infection and they test them, they're infected, they'd have to tell you all the people they were in contact with within the past week or 2 weeks. Then they go to those people and they have to quarantine them and check them and put them under quarantine for 2 weeks. Contact tracing. Now, when the Antichrist comes to power and he gives you his mark, it's going to be an external mark and probably an internal mark, like a chip to track you, to literally track you, and some external mark. And it's not just a chip and a mark. You also have to give your allegiance to him. To take the mark, what that means is you have to say, I give my allegiance to the Antichrist. He's going to present himself as the Christ. He's not going to say, I'm the Antichrist. So I'm the God of this world. I am the Messiah. You have to pledge your allegiance to me and my false religion. And when you do that, then he'll give you the chip, the mark, and he'll be able to buy and sell and all that. Now, even those who don't take it, he's still going to want to put a chip in you, and you'll probably have the chip in you even before he comes to power, so he can track you, he can find out where you are, where you go, who you've been in contact with, where you're hiding, so he can track you all over the world. Part of this COVID-19 conspiracy thing is they're beginning to have methods where they can track people. We're going to get into that later on. But right now we're talking about the part where if you are infected, you have to then tell them about all the people that you are in contact with, and then they're going to go to your home, and they're going to be able to lock you up in your home and subjugate you and be able to trace where you are. I want to just show you about what happens with this contact tracing. And what they're doing now, like they're locking you up in your house, and if you don't stay in your house, they're going to arrest you and throw you in jail. Now, mind you, these are people that don't have any symptoms. It's asymptomatic. Most, as I said before, nobody needs to die from this. It's a minor thing. It's just like the flu. Imagine if people did this with the flu, and they came in and said, you have the flu, stay in your house, your whole house got to stay home, you can't go to church, or we're going to lock you up. But here's what happens. As a result of this contact tracing, where people are obeying the authorities and they're not staying under quarantine, some of these people are being arrested or they're being fined. By quarantine, a lot of these people, too, they're losing their jobs. They can't go out wherever they got to stay home. They can't go to the church. The churches are closed down anyway. And if they break the quarantine, they can even fine them or they can throw them in jail. There's many examples of that. Now, as I said before, this contact tracing, the purpose is for the devil to be able to track people. So this brings us into the vaccine. They're preparing people to be marked and tracked by promoting vaccines first by social pressure and then by enforcement. So they're trying to force everybody in the whole world to take, not force them in the beginning. They want everyone to take the vaccine in the whole world first by social pressure. If you don't do it, you're ostracized. You look down upon. They denigrate you if you don't take it. And then eventually they're going to make people take it by enforcement. Now, maybe not this vaccine yet, but when they have a future, this is a test run to see how the people are going along with it. Now, this part, we're going to tell you how the Antichrist is agents are promoting this vaccine. Now, a lot of people that are serving the Antichrist, they don't know that they're serving the Antichrist. Some people, and even the ones that are serving him, believe he's the Christ, he's going to be the Messiah. Apostate Jews, Talmud Jews at the top of the reign, and the Freemasons are explicit conspirators. Other people are just going along with it for money, for fear, for other reasons. We're going to get into that later on. But by promoting his vaccine, and they want everybody in the whole world to take it, and they're putting a lot of pressure on all the people to take it, which is first by social pressure. Then eventually, they're going to do it by enforcement. And we're already getting into that phase already. And this is all preparing the people for the mark of the beast so that he can mark the people when he comes to power and gives them their mark. This is a little test run. So he's going to mark all the people that had the vaccine with the vaccine passport. And if you don't have that vaccine passport, you're going to see as we go on here in the enforcement phase, you're not going to be able to buy things and go into certain stores or go to certain schools. But first he starts out just with social pressure. But I want to read the part in the scriptures where it talks about when the Antichrist controls the whole world, obviously he's not going to let anyone buy or sell unless they give their allegiance to him. This is in Apocalypse 13, 16 to 17. And he shall make all, both little and great, rich and poor, free men and bondmen, to have a character in their right hand and on their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, but that he has, unless he has a character or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So this vaccine thing is a little test program to see how many people are going to take this vaccine and how they can enforce it. It's the same mechanism he's going to use when he tries to make you take his mark. But first they start out with just social pressure by making you feel like an adult, saying you're a conspiracy nut, denigrating you, making you look like an idiot. And so they try, and they're sort of putting on a lot of your movie stars, your athletes, your politicians, and they're all, look at, I took the vaccine, you take the vaccine. They're not enforcing it yet. But you'll see in some places they already are. But the first step was just social pressure. If you don't take it, you're a jerk. If you don't take it, you're a dope. If you don't take it, you're an idiot. You're a conspiracy kook. You're one of them kooks. And look, folks, that part doesn't bother any of us. I don't care how much you call me. Remember the Lord said if they mock me, they're going to mock you. If they called me a madman, they're going to call you a madman. None of that bothers me. A lot of people tell the truth on a lot of issues, and people who do believe rightly in conspiracies are looked down upon. But it really doesn't bother. What bothers me is the fact that they are able to keep our information from the major media. That does bother me, that they are lying about us. But personally, you can call me any name you want. I ain't going to take the vaccine. It's just like you can say whatever you want. I ain't going to take the mark of the beast when Antichrist comes to power. Say whatever you want. Kill me. I'm not going to do it. That's social pressure. So we're just going to give you a few examples of how they put people under the social pressure.
There was Rosie the Riveter, McGruff the Crime Dog, and the Crash Test Dummies, remember? There were so many more. The famous and familiar campaigns created by the National Ad Council. And today there's a new one called It's Up to You. The goal, convince Americans, get the COVID vaccine. It's a $50 million advertising effort. Billed as one of the largest public education campaigns ever. Hundreds of companies and celebrities over and over taking part to take a shot at vaccine skepticism. According to a Gallup poll, about 3 in 10 Americans say they will not get the COVID vaccine. CNBC's Rahel Solomon on the campaign to change their minds.
Why should I get vaccinated?
Have enlisted actors Angela Bassett and John Leguizamo to move the needle and help convince millions of Americans to get the COVID-19 vaccines. They're following in the footsteps of 65 and older celebrities who've recently been posting on social media.
I'm going to get my COVID-19 vaccination.
From supermodel Christie Brinkley to actor Samuel L. Jackson and funny man Steve Martin.
For some people, having celebrities who are familiar faces speaking up and saying that they are taking the vaccine or that they can vouch for the safety of it will be convincing.
A strategy that is not without precedent. Newspapers around the country printed this photo of the king receiving the polio vaccine backstage at the Ed Sullivan Show in 1956. Some say this shook up public opinion.
The percentage of teenagers that actually got the polio vaccination after this promotion went from 0.6% to almost 80% in 6 months.
See the power of social pressure. A lot of people are idiots. They just follow blindly and they don't do the research and they get what they deserve. But, you know, for the people that don't take it, you can say what you want about it. I'm still, social pressure is not enough and they know that. But I want to just make another mention on the social pressure thing. And people, it's just it's kind of funny too. They're like, it's so ridiculous. It's outrageous. They were coming out and saying, because the kids were worried, you know, because they're all scared about it. Everyone's got to get the vaccine. They said, what about, it was around Christmas time, and you know that famous mythological creature that replaced Christmas and Christ? Santa Claus? Well, the kids were saying, what about Santa Claus? Did he take the vaccine? If he didn't, we're not going to get our presents. How are we going to get our presents if Santa Claus and his goofy elves don't get the vaccine? So our stupid governor in this town, in New Mexico, in this state, Governor Grissom, what a goofball she is. She's another Jezebel. She came out and said that Santa Claus is immune unless he doesn't have to take it. I got to read, she has a proclamation up here. I'm going to show you how stupid. You want to talk about all men being, first of all, Santa Claus thing is a giant, huge lie. And they all know they're lying. Their kids know they're lying. This is just part of the world we're living in. But she said, State of New Mexico Executive Office, Santa Fe, New Mexico, proclamation, as you can see up on the screen. Whereas Santa Claus visits New Mexico every Christmas to visit the homes of boys and girls and deliver them presents. Lie, big lie. Whereas boys and girls all across New Mexico have been very good this year. How does she know? Is she God? Look, she's God here, the goddess. She knows that they're all good. Everyone. Oh, sandwich, everyone's good. I caught that one, right? I've been very good this year. Making very adult sacrifices in their day-to-day lives, like attending classes online, keeping physical distance from others, including friends, and always wearing a mask. Well, they go out with their parents and guardians, enforcing their social distancing and their mask wearing and all that. And whereas Santa Claus had determined the boys and girls in New Mexico are absolutely deserving of the regular apportionment of presents in accordance with their good behavior throughout the challenging year. And whereas health experts have determined Santa Claus and his reindeer are immune from and cannot spread. First of all, no one ever said the animals can spread it. So that's the elves, maybe. She should put the elves in here. The mythological elves are far more. Whereas health experts determine Santa Claus and his reindeer are immune from and cannot spread illnesses of any type as he visits homes throughout New Mexico. Now, Santa Claus is like God, yeah? Like Jesus Christ, who couldn't. Yeah, the Santa Claus took the place of Christ. The United States and the world, and whereas health experts have determined the North Pole has not had any cases of COVID-19, meaning Santa Claus can travel without risk to his health or health of anyone whose home he visits. Wait a second. She just contradicted herself. If he can't get any illnesses, then what does it matter if there's COVID-19 in the North Pole? What's it matter if he can't get it? So that's enough. You don't need to say this. This is like she's contradicting herself. If the first thing applies and he can't get COVID, nor the rain elves can get COVID, then who cares about whether the North Pole is immune to COVID or not? It's stupid. These people, think, folks, sometimes I say when I look at the people running the world, you know, when they had these stupid shows we can't watch, like Bozo the Clown, and like the Munsters and the Adam Family. These are the people running the world, but they're not really running. They're the ones that are in the spotlight. The Antichrist, the Common Jews and Freemasons are not buffoons. They're very smart in what they're doing. They put these dopes in power to rule over you, to humiliate you, because they can use them and manipulate them, like the nerd Bill Gates being manipulated. He's an active conspirator himself on top of it. So now then she goes, whereas the good cheer Santa Claus represents is more important than ever, as we hope and pray for a healthy and happy new year in our state. Now, therefore, I, Michelle Lujan Grisham, governor of the state of New Mexico, do hereby exempt Santa Claus from the state of New Mexico social distancing and travel requirements and proclamation. Santa Claus is an essential work. I'm embarrassed to be living in this world. I really am. You know, when I grew up in a city, if someone spoke like that and they were like that, like a goof, they're going to get their ass beat so big time. And if they don't stop, we may kill them and dump their body in the park or in a river if you keep talking like that. We didn't put up with that. It's, the world is being run by buffoons. Now, this gets even crazy. Now we got a problem. The evil scientist, Dr. Fauci, the Frankenstein, the evil scientist, Dr. Fauci comes along and he sort of contradicts her. And so they probably could have had a good debate, you know? So Fauci wanted to come out and he wants kids to, you know, he wants Santa Claus to still bring his presents. So what did Fauci say? Fauci came out and said that he went up to the North Pole and he vaccinated Santa Claus. Now, this is even better because now he's going to get to, if Santa Claus takes the vaccine so he can give you presents, then we can all, should all take the vaccine. Here we go. Fauci saying he gave Santa Claus the vaccine.
How did Santa get the vaccine? And is it safe for him to go in the house?
How can Santa Claus safely give out presents with COVID-19 spreading everywhere? How can he do it?
Will Santa still be able to visit me in coronavirus this season? What if he can't go to anyone's house or near his reindeer?
Well, I have to say I took care of that for you because I was worried that you'd all be upset. So what I did a little while ago, I took a trip up there to the North Pole. I went there and I vaccinated Santa Claus myself. I measured his level of immunity and he is good to go. He can come down the chimney. He can leave the presents. He can leave and you have nothing to worry about. Santa Claus is good to go.
Folks, if I had power over this guy, he would be living more than 1 second. No, maybe I'd torture him first and then kill him. That bastard head would be coming off and I have it on a pike as a trophy. This is disgusting. This is insulting. This is condescending. This is buffoonery. And people are listening to this guy. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's even worse. In the beginning, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself already, but first I told you, you know, wear your mask, social distance. And when the vaccine comes along, then everything's back to normal again, right? Then you can take the mask off, no social distancing. So that's why he's saying, I gave Santa the vaccine, so now everything's okay. But now, no, it's not okay. So now if you take the vaccine, you still got to social distance. You still got to wear a mask. You still got to watch it. So it's never going to go away because COVID-19 is never going to go away. It's here to stay like the flu. So from the end of time to the rest of the history of humanity, the whole world's got to go around wearing masks, social distancing to the rest of the end of the world. That's according to these people now. But he's sort of contradicting himself. Even Santa Claus shouldn't be going around without a mask, and he's got to be very careful, even though he's vaccinated. But this is just so goofy. Now we're going to get into how the Israelis, the Jews also, and this serves their purpose. They want their people to get the vaccine because so they can get used to take the mark of the beast. That's going to be the home of the beast, Israel, apostate Israel. That's where the Antichrist is going to be ruling from, the third temple built in Jerusalem. And he wants his own people to get used to taking the vaccine. So first we're going to show you the social pressure. At first, it was about the social pressure. And we're going to show you Benjamin Netanyahu, how he's put out a clip about promoting the vaccine. And he's mocking all of us who are against the vaccine with good reason. He's using mockery. He's not using science or research. He's not trying to refute our testimonies through legitimate debate with the evidences. He just tries to make you look stupid. So here's his clip trying to promote the Israelis to take the vaccine and making all of us who don't want to take it look like dopes.
כן, מה איתך? להתחסן?
קודם כל חג שמח, ביבי. אבל אומר לך את האמת, אני מפחד, אני לא יודע מה יש בחיסונים האלה.
כן, אל תהיה ליצן. החיסון הזה עבר את טובי המומחים בעולם, את רשות ה-FDA האמריקנית. מיליוני אנשים לקחו אותו, התחסנו, יצאו מהסכנה.
שמעתי שזה משנה את ה-DNA. מה אני צריך שיתמח לי זנב?
כן, תפסיק לקשקש. מטרתו של החיסון לזהות ולתקוף את הנגיף, בדיוק כמו כל החיסונים שהעריכו לנו את תוחלת החיים.
כן, ביבי, אבל לאחר המחקר המעמיק שעשיתי בטיקטוק, גיליתי שיש לי יותר שאלות מתשובות, ואני הולך לכתוב זאת ברשת.
הנה עוד גיבור מקלדת. לא באמת.
מה האינטרס שלך לחסן אותנו? אל תרצו לחסן את כולנו. מה האינטרס שלך? זה להחתיל למשווח, אה? זה לעקוב אחריה, ביבי? מה האינטרס שלך?
די עם הפייק ניוז. האינטרס של כולנו זה שהתחלואה תרד, וכולנו נוכל לחזור לשגרה.
בסדר, אבל אני צעיר, הקורונה לא מסוכנת לי.
לצערי, הקורונה מסכנת את כולם. אבל החיסון זה הדרך שלך להגן על עצמך, על אבא ואמא, על סבא וסבתא. חוץ מזה, תקבל דרכון ירוק.
וואלה, נשמע לי טוב דרכון ירוק. מלא. יוסי, חלץ עם השטויות.
מדינת ישראל תהיה המדינה הראשונה שיוצאת מהקורונה. זה בזכות מיליוני החיסונים שהבאנו, בזכותכם אזרחי ישראל, בזכות צוותי הרפואה שלנו, בזכות אלה מכם שעדיין לא התחסנו ויבואו עכשיו להתחסן. בקרוב נוכל לחזור לחיים שהכרנו ושכל כך אהבנו. אז שיהיה לכם פורים שמח, הפורים האחרון עם הקורונה.
ביבי, שכנעת אותי, אני הולך להתחסן.
כן, אש עליך.
דיר בעלק.
How he dresses up all those who don't want to take the vaccine like clowns. He puts bozo noses on them. He makes them look like a bunch of dopes and idiots. Look at all of us who are opposing the vaccine. It's not true. Character assassination. That's what they do. They make people look like a bunch of buffoons. Actually, he's the buffoon and he doesn't know it. You know, he's one of the smart guys. He knows what he's doing, though, this guy. He's one of your top conspirators in the whole world. We said if he could be a perfect prototype for the Antichrist himself. Only it's from the tribe of Benjamin. The Antichrist has got to come from the tribe of Judah. At least pretend to come from the tribe of Judah. But anyway, you see how he portrays all the people that are opposing him as a bunch of clowns and dopes. How did he convince them? All he said was take it. But he tried to convince them by saying the American FDA and they all support it. He's not using the research. If you go back and look at the evidences that we have, they don't want to show you any of that. So if there's a strong social pressure he's put on his rallies to take it, right? Now, I want to go to a clip, just a clip showing you how they want the whole world to take this. And you're going to find out social pressure is not enough. So they're going to start to enforce this thing, and they're already starting to do it. But I first want to show you a clip where they want the whole world to take it. And this is from Bill Gates. And it's from Bill Gates speaking how he wants the whole world must take it. And it's so now we're moving into the enforcement phase, not just should take it, but must. And this is from Plandemic 2.
The Gates Foundation has not provided details.
William H. Gates III and Melinda French Gates.
As a top donor to both the WHO and the CDC, no one man has more power than Bill Gates to influence and control the health and medical freedom of all people.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
This will be the new normal until a vaccine is developed.
Until we find a vaccine, going back to normal means putting lives at risk.
We need to produce it and to deploy it in every single corner of the world.
Full vaccination of our children and pregnant women.
Development of new vaccines, therapeutics,
vaccine,
and diagnostics.
Before effective vaccines and therapeutics are developed.
Vaccines.
We've already bought the syringes. We already know where it's going to happen. We're thinking about what that's going to be. It's all part of this plan.
Our military is now being mobilized, so at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
So you can see in that Cliff Sumner statements, they must take it, we're going to take it, they should take it. And so now the real plan is they want everyone to take it. And so now we're getting into the second phase, when social pressure doesn't work, they're going to use enforcement. And enforcement is used in two phases, okay? And both phases of enforcement depends upon marking people who took the vaccine as opposed to those who did not take the vaccine, so they can know who took it, who didn't take it. So they developed this thing called a vaccine passport, which we're going to get to in a second here and show you about this vaccine passport. It's like a mark, Take the mark, take the passport. And with that passport, we know who takes it, who didn't take it. Now, the first part of enforcement, they're not going to fine you. They're not going to put you in jail. They're not going to kill you. What they're going to do, though, is they say, we're going to deprive you of certain things if you don't take the vaccine. Like what things, you know? Essential things for you to live. So that if you don't take the vaccine and show the passport, you're not going to be able to go to schools. You're not going to, I don't want them to go to schools anyway. That's another issue. You're not going to be able to go to your church. You're not going to be able to buy stuff in stores. You can't work for your business. They're going to say, unless you get the vaccine, you can't work. So even though they're saying we're not locked and it's not enforced by the government, they're going to have the big businesses enforce this. The government's not even going to put this mandate down. The big businesses and the universities and the religious systems are going to put this down. They're going to tell you that you can't work for me unless I see your vaccine passport. So the first part of the vaccine enforcement is the government's not going to come and explicitly say we're going to fine you or put you in jail or kill you, but they're going to use the big businesses and the religious institutions that are out there to ban you from buying stuff from them or even selling stuff unless you have the vaccine passport. Now, as you saw in the last clip, Benjamin Netanyahu was using social pressure to get people to take the vaccine. Now, in this next clip, you're going to see where he's stepping it up a little bit, where he's promoting, and you notice how he said in the last clip, and he's going to say it here, we're the leader in the world in promoting this thing and enforcing it. And you are going to be the leader in the world when the Antichrist comes to power, because he's going to be ruling out of apostate Israel. So now here's where he gets more forceful. He's talking about how they're the leader in vaccine passports and the enforcement of them, in the sense that if you don't have the passport, you can't go here, you can't go there, and you can't work here. We're going to go to the clip right now.
So we're very proud of this. Israel used to be known and is known as a startup nation. From today, it'll be also known as the vaccination nation. We're setting the model for the world. We're very proud of it. And we're sharing our experiences with the U.S., with every other country. In fact, I've got the prime ministers of Denmark and Austria, the chancellor of Austria. Mm-hmm. We're coming here today, now, in about 20 minutes. We'll begin a meeting to share Israel's experience so we can benefit other nations too as they come out of COVID.
Also, we're going to go to another clip where this is very probably what is going to happen. They're going to try to give you a chip for some medical reason, so everyone's got to walk around with a chip. It's not the mark of the beast yet, but it's like a precursor. But you won't be guilty for taking it if they force it on you. You took it for health reasons, so they can find out where you are, keep a track of all your information. So they're going to try to come up with a way to put the chip under you. That's not, you're not really taking the mark yet, but they already got the chip in you. They can start tracking you. And I believe this is going to happen too. They say like eventually, maybe with the next pandemic or one of these pandemics, they're going to come up with a technology where the vaccine passport is not just a card. It's going to be embedded in you with a chip where they can scan you and find out all your information about you, what vaccines you took, which ones you didn't take, and they can update the information with the microchip embedded in you. And this is also going to help the Antichrist track everywhere you go, who you meet with, and everything. So they're going to first try to put this chip technology in you, without you yet taking the allegiance to the beast, so they can, when the Antichrist comes to power, you already have this chip in you. And of course, us who are not going to follow the Antichrist, who may have the chip for some medical reason or other reason, we're going to probably try to rip it out of us, cut it out of us, or we're going to pray God to deactivate it, you know. But you won't be guilty of taking the mark of the beast if you take a chip for medical reasons or the vaccine. But this is just a preparatory phase for them to be able to start tracking you. And no government should be given the power, a human government. Yeah, God can track you, the devil can track you, but us human beings, we're not meant to keep so close a track on other human beings. It's not natural. It's not according to God's law. But you're going to see in this clip how they are preparing version chips to put under your flesh so they can track you and determine your health and what vaccines and you took and which ones you didn't take. We're going to go to the clip now.
We're going to be branded. Each person will have their own ID. You know, it's something to think about, being branded like a product in the store. So that will be in there, and that will hold proof that you're being vaccinated. They want to make sure that you're scanned and that you've gotten the vaccine. So we'll be branded. What could that be used for? Well, there's lots of technologies out there, but it's something that we need to be concerned about. And I don't know if you've heard of something called ID 2020, but it's also the idea that everybody will have a unique identifier. And from that identifier, everything will happen. We will not need credit cards. We won't need cash. Well, this is the beginning of the unique identifier, this branding, this tattoo. This means the end of cash, the end of credit cards. This is the beginning of all of this, okay? The loss of autonomy, the loss of independence, the loss of privacy. We have to really know what these people are intending to do.
Now we're going to go to some clips to show you that when you got this vaccine passport and are marking those who take it and those who don't take it, they first start out by saying, well, the government's not going to enforce it. They're not going to lock you up, put in jail, or fine you, but you're going to be deprived of certain things. Eventually deprived of so many things that you won't be able to physically survive unless you do get the vaccine passport. So we're going to go to some clips showing you how they're already doing that. They already said this is from True News.
Yes. Do you remember months ago? It probably was fall of 2020. There was a report. I forget who did the study. I want to say Bill Gates was involved in it. There were like seven different propaganda tactics to take to persuade somebody to get vaccinated. Like they had divided the body of a whole, the people who were opposed or skeptical about being vaccinated with
like
the COVID.
How do we achieve mandatory vaccination?
So I think they divided it up in like seven categories. For this group, use this technique. For the second group, here's a technique. And so they have clearly identified that conservative Christians, especially white evangelical men, and Latino and Black Christians, both male and female, are very skeptical about being vaccinated. And so they're going after them.
Because it's a concern for our eternity. It's that we are seeing system being set up, which could lead to us not being able to buy or sell. You're trying to mandate we put something in our body, produced on the fly by the government from a pharmaceutical company that had immunity. And you're telling us that this is nothing to be worried about. There is an eternal concern, I think, for many Christians.
You better Christians. Believe it, because I've never seen anything in my lifetime where something has been discussed openly. We're going to implement this idea this year.
Right.
If you do not receive this into your body, you will not be able to travel. You will not be able to hold a job. You will not be able to enter a building. You will not be able to go to church. Yes. And we'll get to the point that you can't go to church.
Right. Unless you have your COVID passport to go to church.
Nothing ever has been proposed like this. And we're seeing this rush in 2021 to implement this system. And I'm not saying this is the mark of the beast, but this surely is a precursor to test the waters.
Sure.
To condition the people to accept something into their body in return for freedom to do what they used to do without that substance in their body.
It's a field test of submission right now.
It may not be the mark of the beast, but it has all the earmarks of the mark of the beast.
It does.
Right? So
it's a trial run, Doc.
What's interesting is to bring us to another point. He's also, the Antichrist and his minions are marking out all of us who don't want to take the vaccine as being obstinate people. Who he, if we're convicted about this, he's going to have a very hard time having us take the mark of the beast. So it's also a way of separating the people, and he can see the people who don't want to take it. Now, a lot of people are going to take the vaccine who really don't want to take it. They know it's bad, but they're going to take it because they don't want to lose their job. They don't want to lose their money, and the Antichrist likes that because he's saying, see, they're not convicted. They're going to cave in. They're going to cave in under the pressure. If we threaten them with the loss of their job, with the loss of their food, with the loss of their life, or imprisonment, they'll take it. So he knows he's going to have an easier time getting those people to follow him. So he's also marking out the other people that aren't going to take this thing, and he's saying these people are marked for death. They're not going to take the mark. They're obstinate. They're convicted. I'm not going to be able to get them to change their mind. So this is another thing that's going on through this test period of time. Now, we're going to go through another clip on this same topic from Newsmax. Stinchfield had a very good comment about this on how they're telling you, you better obey and take that vaccine or else.
One of the hallmarks of communism is the police, is for the people and the state-run media to simply fall in line, okay? Obey with whatever the government demands. Comply or else. This is what we are seeing with the experimental China virus vaccines. Comply or be demonized in a free society. The government should never mandate what we put in our bodies, especially with a vaccine or any other drug that is new to the market. But this is exactly what is happening. CNN's Brian Stelter dedicated an entire segment to this demonization. Watch.
I think it's really important to see all these TV anchors, personalities, showing themselves getting the shot. We've seen a lot of vaccine selfies from lots of folks at lots of different networks. It's been really inspiring to see.
Oh, really? See, Brian Stelter is supposed to be a media critic. He should know, right? A true journalist shouldn't ever advocate for one side. You simply tell both sides of the story. Give viewers facts. Instead, he and his left-wing big government bosses want to turn every so-called news media anchor into an infomercial king. All of them hawking the vaccine because the government tells them they should.
For me, I am a person who is legitimately afraid of needles. I have passed out and fallen off my chair from getting injections and from having blood draws in the past.
And Rachel Maddow on Friday on MSNBC talked about how she was really fearful of the needle.
I was sitting there bawling my eyes out from relief and gratitude for being able to get the shot. You really do not want to be the person who gets it and then spreads it to other people. For me, I am a person who...
All right. Well... Not quite sure what happened with that, not quite the way I set it up, but that's okay, you get the point, right? Rachel Maddow put on the full court guilt press on this, right? But with something as personal as a vaccine, it is not their place to do that. Requirements to get the vaccine are now spreading faster than the virus itself. Universities, Brown, Notre Dame, Rutgers, so many more, all requiring the vaccine now. In New York, you can't get in to see a Yankee game or any sporting event or concert without proof of receiving the vaccine. Businesses are moving quickly to demand employees receive it too. Even states like Hawaii and Michigan are considering requiring travelers to show their vaccine passports upon arrival. This is leaving Americans with an absolutely phony choice. You can decide, but if you decide not to get it, you can't work, you can't travel, you can't go to school. So even without the government mandate through all this, liberals in higher education and corporate America have done Joe Biden's dirty work. If you want to live your life, you will most likely have to be vaccinated unless states step in and step in quickly.
Idahoans should be given the choice to receive the vaccine. We should not violate Idahoans' personal freedoms by requiring them to receive it.
Well, thank you, Governor. That's Idaho's Governor Brad Little, signing an order banning vaccination requirements for public service. But we really need more than that. We need laws banning vaccination requirements for work, travel, and/or entertainment venues. The virus is political. There's no doubt about that now. The left weaponized it for government control and compliance. Now they will use vaccine passports to create a separate class of people. Have one, you're allowed in. Don't have one, you're banished to a life of loneliness and poverty.
Now, eventually, but probably not with this particular COVID-19 vaccine, probably a future one, they're going to actually enforce it. The government's going to enforce it. And it could be this one, too. We don't know. It may be some nations, they may be doing this already, but eventually they will do this, where if you don't take the vaccine, they're going to fine you, or they're going to throw you in jail, or they're going to even kill you if you don't take the vaccine. Now, we're going to read a clip from somebody who believes that everybody absolutely has to take this vaccine, from the apostate Jew, Alan Dershowitz. This guy's a real dirtbag, this Alan Dershowitz. You know, anyway, you're going to hear a clip from him where he is telling people that setting the stage for legally for the government forcing you to take the vaccine.
Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated? Meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. If the vaccination,
where is that in the Constitution?
If the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease, if the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get, for example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that, but you have no right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease. Public health, the police power of the Constitution, gives the state the power to compel that, and there are cases in the United States that bring forth.
So you're listening to an apostate Jew, you're getting ready to take over the whole world and force everybody to take the mark of the beast. But he's not going to force you to take the mark of the beast. He's just going to say, if you don't take it, we're going to kill you. Hmm. Now, we also go to another clip where they're making this mandatory through the government on Plandemic, from Plandemic 2.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them.
This bill enables the police to enter a home without a warrant. Madam Speaker, the police have never held that power.
We will find out who lives in the house.
And if it's someone that is refusing, we will definitely consult with our health officer to look into next steps.
So the sheriff's department and the health department showed up at her door with orders for her and her husband to wear ankle monitors. The couple says they never denied self-quarantining.
You will no longer be able to leave home. Only one person will be able to go shopping once per day. Recreational activity is now no longer allowed. You will be allowed to have 1 hour of exercise no further than 5 kilometres from your home.
Are you serious? Just for not having a mask? For no mask, are you serious?
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards.
Some people are ratting their neighbors out, calling the police, but others are turning to the internet, where social distance shaming has gotten ugly.
In a time of crisis, trying to force compliance upon a population by making neighbors and friends distrust one another is exactly the opposite tactic we actually need.
When human societies lose their freedom, it's not usually because tyrants have taken it away. It's usually because people willingly surrender their freedom in return for protection against some external threat. That's what I fear we are seeing now.
This is a cognitive dissonant moment, which is being imprinted in your brain, just like remember the Great Depression, remember 9/11.
Weapons of mass destruction.
We are being conditioned to have the excuse for unbelievable acts of tyranny, which will be justified by remember 2020. and your loved ones, those that die, those that are infected, they're being used as cannon fodder, which is the ultimate desecration of their honor and integrity. And this is also a test of humanity to see how much of our liberty we will let go before we finally draw the line under enough.
So as you can see, they're already enforcing this by making it mandatory. The government itself, even in certain, England is really bad with, in certain other nations, and eventually it's probably going to happen here too. And with maybe a future pandemic, it's going to get even worse. But they can still ratchet it up with this one, even in this country. Now, we're going to get to the second purpose of the COVID-19 conspiracy, which is to get people who know the vaccines are from depend upon aborted infants for the development, for the production or testing phase, to commit a mortal sin if they take the vaccine. We read in John 1:3-8, he who committed sin is of the devil. So if he can get you to take that vaccine, in spite of the fact that you know they used aborted infants, you're in mortal sin, and you can't use no excuse from some stupid religious leader that tries to tell you it's not a mortal sin. Remember Jesus said in one of the verses, when the blind lead the blind, both fall into the pit. You know by the natural law that is, even a pagan can know that's murdering infants. You're depending upon the murder of infants to take that vaccine. So that's one of the purposes too, to get the people and deeper into mortal sin. It's not that most people are mortal sin for many other reasons, but this just is another mortal sin to add on top of it. Now, another reason is he wants to reduce the world population and eventually kill a lot of people with a future pandemic. Now, this one's not really killing a lot of people. And the people that it's killing don't even need to be killed. But when you look at it as other people are being die from other things, this is on the same plane with the flu or other things. So there are not a lot of people really dying from this. But they are going to set you up, and you're going to get calls from them. They're going to say, there's going to be another one that's going to be way worse than this. So they really are doing this, and this one probably really will be deadly. And they want to knock out a whole portion of the world population, because the Antichrist only wants his few people, the apostate Talmud of Jews, that are ruling this world, to control the whole world, and he only wants a few Gentiles alive to serve them as slaves. So he wants to kill almost all the Gentiles in the world. That's the plan of the Antichrist. He looks at Gentiles as goy cattle, soulless beasts. So they want to depopulate, because they're just useless eaters, useless feeders. So if they can reduce the population, they can have more food, more goodies. This is what you see behind the programs where they sterilize people, where they use contraception in Africa, where they want to, and not in Africa, throughout the whole world now, all right? And abortions, it's depopulating the world. That's already been going on for years now. Especially where if in Africa, where they go over there almost force these people to get these things through birth control techniques and abortions. But it's happening throughout the whole world. So one of the keys of this pandemic is not really killing a lot of people, in spite of what they try to tell you. But a future one really will. And so you'll see they're setting it up for this future pandemic. I even believe it's in the scripture somewhere, which I'm talking about, where he's going to create a worldwide famine. Either the devil's going to do it, or it'll come from the devil, or the Antichrist himself it'll be a man-made famine where he can starve out a whole portion of the world so he can only have a few people living in this world. But here we're going to get into a clip showing you about how one of the plans of this virus, or a future one, is going to be to depopulate the world. And this, and he's not talking about the virus killing people, though. This is possibly true. He's saying they're going to make a vaccine that's also going to kill people, either in the short term or the long term. In this case, he's saying that they're planning for a future. Once you get this really big pandemic, a lot of people are dying from it, and they're going to make a vaccine that's going to really, that anybody who does take the vaccine is going to die from the vaccine. So that's what he's saying, which is very possible, which means all the people that are controlling the world are in on the conspiracy, are going to take a placebo, just some saline solution, or they're not going to take it at all. Well, everyone else is taking the vaccine, and this is going to kill you fairly quickly, not right away, because if it kills you right away, no one would take it. So he's getting into this possible scenario where they're going to create this vaccine that may kill you in a couple months. Or maybe if they want to, they'll wait 6 months till they get the whole world that they want to take, and then they're going to start dropping dead, which is a possible scenario here.
And outbreak, a release of an engineered bioweapon. We saw a practice run for this with the measles outbreak at Disney World a few years ago, which was used to push SB 277, the vaccine mandate, in California. Now this will be done on a global scale. An engineered bioweapon will be released. There will be calls for massive government funding of the vaccine industry to come up with a vaccine. And miraculously, they will have a vaccine developed in record time. Everyone will be required to line up and take this vaccine shot, except the shot itself will be formulated to kill people, the kill switch for humanity. It's a hard kill. Laws will be passed demanding that everyone line up to be injected. People who are not vaccinated will be disallowed from participating in public transportation. You won't be allowed to board an airplane. You will be denied a bank account or banking services. And in this injection, they will, of course, feed more bioengineered weapons. There will be viral strains in there with long latency that are programmed to activate perhaps months later. Once the payload begins to express itself, you will start to see people dying all in the streets, across all the cities around the world. Once that begins, the media will push a second round of vaccines. That second round of vaccines will be a shorter duration kill switch that will kill people within weeks, not months, perhaps days in certain cases. If you line up to be injected, you will find yourself very likely dead before very long. And this is the whole point. Vaccines have become weaponized. They are a kill switch vector for humanity. Remember, the globalists don't want humans to be around, at least not most of us. They want to depopulate the planet by 90%. Vaccines have been increasingly weaponized.
Now we're going to go to a clip from Plandemic 2.
This is a population management story. If your goal is to make this beautiful earth that we live on an exclusive playground for the entitled few, then populations that get in the way are a problem. And it is the empirical impulses of individuals who have decided that by outranking the rest of humanity, they can dictate upon humanity the conditions of their existence.
And that's the apostate Jews, Talmudic Jews on the top of the evil pyramid, and then the Freemasons. They're dictating to the world that they're the superior creatures. And little do the Freemasons know, though, that the apostate Jews even have them slated for to be killed, most of the Freemasons. But they're working hand in hand right now, and they hate all Gentiles. And the Freemasons are Gentiles, but they don't like anybody who's not a Freemason. The Freemasons call non-Freemasons cowards. That's their word for, the Jews call all the Gentiles goy cattle, and the Freemasons call a non-Freemason a coward. And they're all like subhumans, all right? And they really hate the black race more than anybody. And you're going to see in this next clip how they've been trying to depopulate Africa through birth control, through abortion and other techniques, and through these vaccines where they're killing and poisoning and depopulating a lot of people in Africa, which has already been happening. And we're going to go to that clip on Plandemic 2 on that.
There is a policy of the American government. It's called the Kissinger Report, which was produced in the mid-70s. And it explicitly states that the purpose of the foreign policy in Africa was to reduce the population, because they have great mineral resources there. At the time, Kissinger and those involved with the Carter administration wanted to shrink the population, make sure that the Africans do not develop and do not use the resources for themselves, because we in the States, we need them. There is a concerted effort of foreign powers to control the population of Africa.
Now we're going to go to a clip from Battle for Humanity, which shows you how Bill Gates is behind this big depopulation movement. His father and himself is in on the eugenics movement about the superior race of people, of humans that are totally healthy, and all of them are geniuses, and they're trying to create this utopia on Earth. Now, if you're an atheistical person, you don't believe in God. That's the only kind of person that would forward such a thing. And so they're trying to bring this paradise to the world by creating this perfect human being. But you know how stupid that is? No matter how perfect you are, you're going to die, and they're going to put your body in the grave, and then what happens to you after that? That's how stupid these people are. But if you're an atheist, the way they think is, at least let's do what's good for the earth and get rid of all these sick people, these crippled people, these intellectually inferior people. It's sort of part of the eugenics thing too. But from the Antichrist point of view, he wants to depopulate because he only wants the apostate talent of Jews to be alive with a few Gentiles to serve them as slaves. That's the ultimate goal of the Antichrist on this end. But he's using these atheists with this eugenic mentality who want to depopulate, which this could be Bill Gates, a Freemason, eugenist, and he's already actively trying to depopulate the whole world by his promotion of birth control, abortion, and now these vaccines that are crippling and even killing people. We're going to go to the clip right now, and you're going to take a look at it.
You know, there's entities, military, but let's look at the people, the Bill and Melinda Gates, that are so outspoken, because why would they really be so interested in vaccines? Because they're part of the software technology. They're tech people. They have no background in health or science or epidemiology. Well, if you look at, and they're the ones backing and financing millions and millions of dollars into these companies. So they have a vested interest. So they can make money because you make money off of vaccines. That's one thing. But looking at the family history, you see that Bill Gates' family has been very much involved with eugenics, that is population control of the world. They, and he do believe that there are too many people in the world, and that to make a healthy world, we need to depopulate. Okay, well, who is he to say who stays and who goes? And he is on video stating that by new vaccines, the technology of new vaccines, we can depopulate, he believes, by 10 to 15%.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, who is he to decide who stays and who goes again? So this is very concerning. We need to look at the motivations behind someone pushing this. Is that their motivation? Another thing to know is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the DARPA, again, that Pentagon agency, they actually have been funding something called gene drive research or gene extinction technology. And it's just like you might believe it is. It's about extinction or species extinction. They propose to use this, and they have funded many millions of dollars to this, to exterminate a species from the planet. They are proposing to do this with the mosquitoes in Africa and other things and plants. Again, did anyone talk about this but these two agencies? So if they can go ahead and exterminate a species from the planet, that could extrapolate to humans. What if there's a species or a race they don't like? That's a potential. And how do they do this? They do it by mutagenesis, mutating a gene through, again, this word called transfection. Transfection is a way to manipulate the DNA, and then you can mutate a gene. It's actually the same technology they're using in this new vaccine they're proposing for COVID-19. Guys, we have to know the motivation behind these vaccines. What is the intent? Why are they rushing it?
You know, it's interesting. I just picked up listening to that clip, and she probably could have commented on it. You notice that Bill Gates says we're going to depopulate by birth control, maybe abortions, which he does. He didn't say abortions there, but he said by vaccines. And you go, oh, how could you depopulate by vaccines? They're supposed to help save people. Well, she's just telling you. They're going to come up with a vaccine that's genetically modified so that when you get it, it sterilizes you. That's what he was saying even. Because I would have questioned, say, Mr. Bill Gates, you said vaccines are going to help to depopulate. In what way? That actually helps save people if it's, according to you, a vaccine that doesn't kill people. It makes more population. He's tipping his hat. He's tipping his hand. He's telling you, we're going to make a vaccine specifically that's genetically modified to sterilize you. And guess what? We have a movie that came out, and this is Bill Gates himself in the movie, representing Bill Gates and people like him, that's absolutely telling you what these people are going to do. You just heard Bill Gates say it. We're going to depopulate by a vaccine. And the opposite's supposed to happen. More people are supposed to live. No, he's not. And she said they already got a vaccine ready. They can genetically modify and sterilize people. Now, this next clip is one of those other clips where they're forwarding the eugenics and this master plot of the devil to depopulate the world through a vaccine. You're going to see this through this movie called Utopia. It's a clips from it, which was from Amazon. 2020, right?
Amazon.
Yeah, it was from 2020. But you can, this is, when you're looking at this guy, just picture Bill Gates and people like him.
You've desecrated all of my work. You disrespected science. What the hell did you put in that vaccine?
And when this vaccine fails, I'll be the scapegoat.
You created a flu that sparked the demand for a vaccine that doesn't work. After everyone in the country is vaccinated.
And the world.
He'll have murdered millions.
Nope, you don't have it.
We need to go. Now, before that vaccine ships and more people die.
Give a certain percentage of the population a fatal illness, and you make sure it's genetic. See, that was the exciting part. You pass it down. So if you have children before you die. Becky, do you have children? How much evil do you have to do good? People are driven by the need to know what happens next. Do you want to know what happens next? Your father created a world-changing, not world-ending, a world-changing, world-improving omnivirus. And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of this George flu.
I knew it. You created a panic, and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No. Demanding it with all the entitlement of a first world country.
Yes. And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms, and letting us give them our creation.
I'm pretty sure when every vaccinated person starts dying, they'll trace it back to undetectable virus or not.
You've all been very busy. You're all very sharp. Are you sure none of you would like to come and work for me? No? Better than dying a terrible, violent death. Then understand this. What we are doing is far bigger than death.
Wait. This virus is not deadly.
It looks pretty damn deadly.
Tell me this. What have you done today to earn your place in this crowded world? Exactly. Everything I do is a cure for our current situation.
Wait, how's it a cure if
you're killing people?
I told you it does not kill. That was the amazing epiphany we had. We didn't have to kill to accomplish our goal.
Which is what?
We intend to stop human reproduction for three generations. The busy, endless global assembly line of babies will grind to a halt.
You're sterilizing people?
Huh? In the first 5 years, we'll start to see major birth rate declines as teenagers vaccinated today hit their childbearing years.
You're controlling the future of human civilization.
Is that what they're calling it? It's a very nice euphemism for a species that has replicated like a contagion across the planet, killing all other species in its wake. Except things that are cute, like puppies or koalas.
Pandas.
Never in history has there been a creature begging for extinction more than panda. Except us.
You hate people that much?
On the contrary, I love people.
The hell?
Why would doing what our government or citizenry is too spoiled or self-indulgent to do? We are saving ourselves from ourselves.
Halting overpopulation.
100 years ago, the global population was 1.7 billion. 2011, it reached...
7 billion.
People live too long, die less often, shit out babies like...
In 2050, they say it's gonna plateau.
We'll blow past 11 billion and then slowly begin to decline.
But by then, it'll be too late to save an Earth that bears any resemblance to a world we actually want to live in. This planet. I love this planet. So I decided to take care of the problem.
By injecting your virus into the veins of every human on it?
Global warming, mass extinctions, food, water shortages. All these problems can be boiled down to one thing. Overpopulation.
It's not as simple as that.
But it is. At 1.7 billion, we can be as decadent, self-indulgent, shitty as we want. At 10 billion, we have to live strategically. We have to live modestly. We have to live selflessly. And as you know, we're not that good at it.
And you're beta testing it on Americans since we're the worst.
If we don't do something now, right now, in a decade, our world will experience extraordinary privations. A war of all against all.
Water. We'll go to war over water, and the people who will die first are the ones without power and money.
By then, we'll be fighting over a world that really isn't worth fighting for.
You can't just decide people won't have babies because...
I can, and I did.
What about what this does to people, society?
Salvation. We can form a new society.
Home.
Mm-hmm. The grand social experiment.
Now we're going to talk about the fourth reason for the COVID-19 conspiracy, and that's to make a lot of money through hospitalizations, vaccines, and other treatments. I put this at number four because money's not the main reason for the main conspirators, the apostates using the Freemasons who want to dominate the world, and that's not the main reason, but they use money. Money is, remember our Lord said in one of their verses, they think money is, the love of money is the root of all evils, 1 Timothy 6:10 or something like that is in the Bible. So even if you're not a conspirator, an explicit conspirator, you're going along with it because all you got to do is we offer up some money. So when people realize that there's a lot of money to be made, they can go along with almost anything. Killed even their own parents if you offer them enough money. So there was they made money a big incentive for people to propagate their COVID-19 conspiracy. We already had clips early. I'm just going to do one clip on this, but we already showed you how much money they get for hospitalizing people with COVID diagnosis, even though they don't have it, putting them on ventilators. So we're going to go to the clip. And plus, we're going to just show you how much money is made on vaccines alone. The whole vaccine, imagine that. Everybody in the world getting vaccinated, how much money is in for vaccines. And you're going to see how much money Bill Gates made off of vaccines. And this is from Plandemic 2.
79. The world decided that we needed the Bayh-Dole Act because we needed to reform our patent system. And one of the modifications was we allowed recipients of federal funding to patent and retain economic interest in the research that the public paid for. You get a $5 million grant from the taxpayer, and then you get to charge the taxpayer a premium for the technology they paid to develop.
Pfizer is going to get nearly $2 billion, Moderna receiving $438 million in taxpayer money. And yet both companies have said they will not sell the vaccine at cost. They're going to make a profit on it. Should pharmaceutical companies profit off this vaccine research that taxpayers have helped fund?
And the Bayh-Dole Act failed the American people because rather than standing on the shoulders of giants, we now kneel at the feet of greed.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
In a Wall Street essay, Bill Gates declared vaccines the best investment I've ever made.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
The Gates Foundation expanded rapidly into a massive, vertically integrated, multinational corporation, controlling every step in a supply chain that reaches from its Seattle-based boardrooms to the villages of Africa and Asia.
Is the world's largest private philanthropy causing harm? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has made millions of dollars each year from companies blamed for many of the same social and health problems the foundation seeks to address. The Gates Foundation has investments in 69 of the worst polluting companies in the U.S. and Canada. Other companies in the foundation's portfolio have been accused of transgressions, including forcing thousands of people to lose their homes, supporting child labor, defrauding and neglecting patients in need of medical care.